Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And whether you're buying or selling or running or growing or whatever you got on your mind, starting up the business, whatever's happening, getting rid of it, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Frank Levin is our guest. He's our new friend, but not for long. We'll have him back again real soon because he's got a lot. He's going to have a lot to teach us over the years about what's going on in China, because that's where he is right now. He's in Hong Kong. He spends a lot of time over there because his company, the name of his company is called Export Now, and he's helping companies like you and me take advantage of opportunities overseas. Frank, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, Frank's book is, he's the co-author of the book Export Now as well. Frank, tell us what you're doing there with Export Now. Tell us about your business model and what you're trying to do to help other companies.
Here's what Export Now does. We help U.S. companies sell into China onto China's e-commerce platform. So China has an e-commerce platform called Tmall. It is the largest e-commerce platform in the world. It's like eBay or Amazon Shops, meaning it has businesses selling, consumers buying any range of products.
Say that, and, Frank. Excuse me, Frank. Is Tmall as in Tango Mall? Tmall.
Yeah, just five letters. T-M-A-L-L, five letters altogether. And when it comes up on your screen, of course, it's all in Chinese. But there's a search window, and you can search in English. You can type in English. You can type in Levi's or tennis rackets or electric toothbrush or kayak. So you can put in anything you want. Red wine or so. But it's legal for any company to sell. As I mentioned, Levi's is selling. But the point is, unless you can run a warehouse in China and do customer relation management and do fulfillment and do currency work, it's really prohibitive for the typical U.S. company to send a team to China. And especially if you're just chasing $1 million of revenue or $2 million of revenue in China might be all you get from your product, you're not going to spend $500,000 in the next year of your life setting up your operation.
That's right.
So we do all that. We've got all that. We run the American department store on Tmall. So we tell any American consumer product company, you can give us your product on consignment, pay us a little fee, and we will sell for you on Tmall. We'll post it, translate the
Chinese. Do you take possession of the product? Do you take possession of the product, or is it done virtually?
It's on consignment. We take it on consignment because it's a long-tail model, so it's all a bit of a leap of faith. Not every product's going to sell. But the point is, we've taken all the upfront costs of building up the web page, building up the store, building up the warehouse, the IT, the CRM, and we own the department store, so to speak, and you can have space in our department store.
So let me make sure I understand this. So if I have something I want to sell, but you do want the product to be at least a reasonable inventory of the product to be residing in country.
That is correct.
In your warehouses, because they're not going to want to wait for it to come from the U.S.
That's the point. And also the point is, if you fill orders one at a time, the express charge in each order will be $40, and it'll kill the price, because the whole product might only be $30.
Right.
You can't put $40 on top of that.
Right.
So the time, and it's a consumer confidence issue, too, because some guy in China goes online and he says, boy, I really like what Jim's making. That really looks good. My mom's birthday is next week. And if we tell them, sure, not a problem, we'll just ship it in from Alabama, they say, well, look, I can't do that. So we have to say, it's right here in the warehouse. We get it right out. It allows any U.S. company to compete in China on Chinese local terms. Mm-hmm. Because for the Chinese consumer, they're seeing it in their language, on their website, their e-commerce platform. They pay in their currency. They don't have to change to U.S. dollars. They don't need an international credit card. They don't have to call you in St. Louis or someplace. And it's shipped to them locally.
So you help them handle the customs issues? You handle all that for them?
Yeah, we do. All we need is a pallet of product, and we'll put you online. So what we've done is we've taken all of the international out of international sales. So it is now So any U.S. business can now sell into China. They don't have to go to China. They don't have to hire somebody in China. They don't have to incorporate in China.
All they have to do is make an investment leap of the value of the product they send you. And only because it might not sell, might not be successful or whatever. But not obviously they wouldn't be concerned about you. But the product, they might not get their pallet back because if it doesn't sell, they're not going to want you to ship it back, right?
Well, it depends on everybody's going to be different, but it depends on the value. But this, let me tell you, for the sign up fee, you have 12 months of posting. So it's not just 6 weeks to try.
What do you charge? What is your price?
$3,000 for 1 cubic meter. That includes overseas shipping. So you just get it to us domestically in Long Beach. We'll take it over the ocean. We'll take it to Shanghai. 1 cubic meter, one family of products, can be any number of SKUs, and we'll post it for you. So you could have 20 different kinds of T-shirts.
So a pallet would be what, 3 cubic meters?
Well, a pallet is kind of an area. The cubic meter is more volume. So we sometimes
But typically a pallet's, you know, 4x4, something like that.
Well, but a cubic meter is a little bit larger than a cubic yard. It's just a little bit.
All I'm trying to get at is, so if I sent you a pallet, it's going to cost. I'm just trying to come up with it. So it's going to cost maybe $5,000 or something like that for.
It won't be too far above three. It won't be too far above three because all that does is pay for the translation cost. We will trademark the item for you in China. That pays for the trademark fee. It's about $500.
Folks, this solves a lot of the problems I've been concerned about with small businesses doing business in China. It's called exportnow.com. Check it out. We're going to talk some more about this with Frank Lavin, the CEO of Export Now. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.